simple question I ask people. Forget animal rights, activism, this and that, live and let live. I'm putting all that aside. Where does the disease go when you consume the meat?
Hi, I'm Dr. Dimple Jangra. I'm your podcast host and I welcome you to A Gut Story. This is a podcast, a platform where we're going to discuss healthy everything. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy emotion, healthy energetics, and a healthy spiritual journey. We're going to also discuss stories of courage, grit, confidence, discipline, and patience that helped several people overcome tragic events in their life and physical trauma. And we're also going to learn from several natural sciences like Ayurveda, naturopathy, homeopathy, yoga, on how to reset our body back to good health and bring ourselves back closer to nature. Welcome to A Gut Story with yours truly, Dr. Dimple.
So the actor who was romancing Kajol, that's him. And now he plays the father's role in Ramayana. Was it Ramayana that he was playing the father's role? Oh my God, I was blown away by your role. I'm not kidding you. He showed me the pictures. He said, this is who he was back then. So I actually asked him, I was like, how did the transformation happen?
So basically, I'm here today to support Dimple on the wonderful work that she's doing to spread the message of Ayurveda. I think the only way the world can be saved, and I really mean it in every way possible, including terrorism. Because a man becomes a terrorist when a gut is unhealthy. The mind becomes unhealthy. I always say this in my class. When you eat wrong, gut becomes tamasic. The mind becomes tamasic. Mind becomes tamasic, your aura becomes tamasic. Your action, deed, thought, everything becomes tamasic. It could be a 7-day event, it could be a 3-day event. But every one festival of mine, each and every event that I go to teach, I always have one full 2-hour or 3-hour session of Ayurveda. And I begin the class by saying I'm not a certified Ayurveda doctor. I have been a patient. I had arthritis. I had borderline diabetes. I had extremely high cholesterol. The doctor said, it's a miracle you're alive. But thankfully, by the grace of God, I had the good sense not to ever take allopathy. If I have to put something on my skin, it's coconut oil. And that's it. There's nothing else. So Ayurveda is a blessing for every human being on the planet. And thanks to people like Dimple who are spreading this awareness so beautifully, really want to support in every which way possible, because this message that Ayurveda can save your life, it saved my life in every which way possible. I would not have been a Kundalini yoga teacher if I had arthritis. In fact, the number one orthopedic surgeon in India, he said, you cannot run for the rest of your life and you cannot do yoga for the rest of your life. Now I teach yoga for life. So the thing is, my reaction to that was I started laughing. And then I said, I'll do all of it and I'll show you. Now I play tennis for 2 hours every day. But that's all thanks to Ayurveda and thanks to this beautiful science that India has.
You know, Dimple, a lot of things led me to my own sense of seeking awareness about the gut-brain connection. Once I was also speaking to my dentist. And, you know, like back in the day, kids were simply put some silver inside their mouth when they had to go in for a treatment, or some other metal was put into the teeth. Now, in all the reading that I conjured up and the kind of conversations I had with another functional doctor who was earlier an allopathy doctor, but now she practices functional medicine out of Singapore. Her whole journey has also again been on the brain-gut connection. And she prescribed some tests for a relative of mine. Those tests went all the way to Norway, to the Nordic labs, because apparently in the world there are only 6 labs that actually do these very detailed tests, which would be able to literally identify what kind of parasite is sitting in your low intestine or upper intestine, etc., etc. But in India, even now, aaj bhi dehat vagaira mein, or if we go into the C-tier towns, they'll simply put some kind of metal for the root canal. And so the question that I'm coming to you for, and that I'd like you to kind of spread some light on, is what's this whole heavy metal toxicity that we have in our system? Like Vijayji also just said, that I don't put any chemical into my system. Now, I also didn't want to take the vaccine, right? But I had to travel abroad to film. They said if you've not taken the vaccine, you cannot go abroad to film. And so I had to quickly go and take a vaccine shot, which I was completely against because I felt, okay, till I'm kind of not getting COVID, staying aware, doing all the desi nuskhas, which everybody in the lockdown started doing their own versions of kadas, this, that, and the other. Heavy metal toxicity also happens through so many of the foods we eat also,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Even water in a plastic bottle kept too long is toxic for you, right? So just some light on the heavy metal toxicity that we kind of put into our systems through various things.
Now, what I did, I also had to take the vaccine just like you because I wanted to travel to meet my parents. The minute I took the vaccine, dose one, dose two, and then the booster, I went back to my clinic and did a Panchakarma treatment. Panchakarma treatment is a 5 ways or actions of detoxifying the body of toxins. Okay, there is Abhyangam, a full body massage, there is Virechanam, oral medication and ghee consumed on a daily basis, there is Vaman, vomiting to pull out the toxins in the lung region and the stomach region. Then there is Vasti to pull out the toxins in the large intestine and the colon and even the small intestine. Now, heavy metal toxicity happens to all of us. Even if you're eating organic fruits and vegetables, let me tell you, if it's imported, it has already been coated with some kind of a toxic chemical that allows it to have a long shelf life. Which is why in Ayurveda we say, eat seasonal, eat local foods and live a global life. Once the heavy metal has entered your body and it enters the bloodstream, it gets circulated to your brain, heart, liver, kidney, intestine, gallbladder. In the US, children are given 72 plus vaccines before the age of 5, that is 1000 mg of aluminium, which is why autism is on the rise in the US. 1 out of 4 or 5 kids are getting diagnosed with autism because of the heavy metal toxicity that's coming from these vaccines. The number one solution for heavy metals in your body is ghee. I'm a vegan 95% of the time, but ghee is one thing that I've made an exception for. Because ghee has been made after several layers of processing. The milk has been boiled and then cooled down and then it's turned into curd. Then they take the butter off it, then they churn it, and then they melt it again, and then they make ghee. Ghee has butyric acid in it, which lines your stomach, esophagus, small, large intestine and colon, and allows smooth movement of the food and elimination of the waste. What goes in must come out. If it gets stuck inside, it can cause 90% of the diseases we suffer, right from constipation to cancer, common cold to clinical depression. Ghee is a solution for it. Just today, one of the richest billionaires in India, they messaged saying the daughter's facing constipation, and I quickly sent out the remedies, such simple remedies. It was just warm water with ghee early morning, empty stomach, milk with ghee at bedtime, and buttermilk post lunch is called Amrit, the drink of the gods. These simple remedies can pull heavy metals out of the body. Now, no matter how careful you are, unfortunately, with the Kali Yuga, earth is polluted, even your organic fruits and vegetables are coming from earth. And that is also allowing heavy metals to enter your body. Look at the pollution level, even the air we breathe is toxic. The water we drink, unfortunately, also has a lot of mineral trace which may not be edible anymore. Back in the day it was, now it is not. So, doing a Panchakarma treatment once a year, every year for 8 days, on a yearly basis, if you want to live long, this is your solution. The problem now is, we live for 1800-1900 years thanks to modern science. Our lifespan is 1800-1900, but our health span is only 1325. So we spend the rest of our life suffering. Ayurvedic Panchakarma treatment once every year for the rest of your life. That's the prescription that I have. You know, animals get cancer, blood pressure, diabetes, mental health issues, mania and such. Where does the disease go when you consume the meat? Simple question I ask people. Forget animal rights, activism, this and that, live and let live. I'm putting all that aside. Where does the disease go when you consume the meat or the seafood or the eggs, which is the menstrual waste of the hen, which is loaded with estrogen? Where does it go? It goes inside your body, right? On a daily basis, your body's white blood cells, WBCs, your immunity army, is fighting cancer cells on a daily basis. Even while I'm sitting right now and talking to you, I could be, you know, the health coach from my clinic that's practicing Ayurveda on a daily basis, but even right now, my body is fighting cancer cells. Which is why we live a long, healthy, happy life. The day the body becomes burdened with excess amount of toxins, diseases from that animal, and memories of that animal, then the body suddenly gives up and there might be one or two cancer cells here and there. Every food, every particle that you eat is nourishing the good cells and the cancer cells. Okay? Plants don't get cancer. Plants get a different kind of a phytocancer, which is isolated. So if a carrot gets a cancer, it will have a tuber. You can cut the tube and eat the rest of the carrot because the cells of a plant is fixed. It doesn't move. The plant doesn't move like animals, birds and creatures like human beings, right? So plants don't get complex cancer, which is why we say go back to your basics. If someone is sick in the hospital, what will you give them? Bacon pizza? Meat and seafood? No. What will you give them? You'll give them a vegetable soup. Go back to your basics first. Eat food like a newborn child. Have mashed fruits, stewed apples, you know, boiled vegetables, vegetable soups, and slowly start greens. Baba Ramdev, I'm a big fan of him. After having spent 10 days in his camp, he was paralyzed, half paralyzed, and he ate only fruits and daily sourced from a cruelty-free cow for 20 years. So here, when it comes to diet and, you know, vegan vegetarian diet, I can't say what is right or wrong, but if you are willing to go deeper into spirituality, into the concept of reincarnation and rebirth, then you yourself will not want to eat the meat. Okay? Those people are eating the meat, they're able to digest it because they've been raised on that kind of a diet and the body has got acclimatized to it.
You know, Khalil Gibran said that as I consume the meat, as I consume you, may I be consumed too. So he ate it as the need of the body because he was served. And that was the swikriti, acceptance, samarpan. He did not eat with lust. So for those who will lust and eat, that collective cry of the animal kind put together becomes catastrophical. And their pain translates into stress into you, hostility into you, fear into you, aggression into you, violence into you, everything put together.
Animal cries is called the pain wave theory. So they move in seismic waves. And the cry of an animal can even cause a rock to break. Because it's seismic waves. Okay, so these seismic waves go through earth and they get collected. So there could be a slaughterhouse here in Texas. And the trigger of those seismic waves can cause catastrophic events like volcanic eruptions or even earthquakes. So back in the day, I love this question because we've addressed it in many places. Okay, back in the day, every family had a cow that they treated like a family member. And the kids would play with the cow and the calves. They would get exposed to all those bacteria which gave them lactase to digest lactose. Now, we don't have lactase. Cows are kept in factories, injected with hormones, steroids, antibiotics, and forced to give birth every year. The uterus has become ruptured, it's cancerous, the cow has been separated from its calf. It has complex emotions, it's releasing pus, blood, estrogen, steroids, hormones, and its cortisol, stress hormone. When we drink that diseased milk from a diseased cow, are we going to become healthy?
I've done an experiment with a mentally challenged child, and it was years that we couldn't fix something. And it occurred to me that I sent the child to Karjat, to his own farm, where the cows were raised and worshipped, and let the child spend a week or 10 days hugging the cow, kissing the cow, feeding the cow, nurturing the cow. And trust me, all psychiatric medicines went out of the door. And apart from emotional catharsis of crying, laughter, pranayama with singing, dancing with yoga, we just added this. Cow is the only non-reactive animal, completely non-reactive, incorruptible, because it eats grass which is clean and it becomes sacred because it's pure and its innocence is completely intact. And that all translates into intelligence and wisdom, more on the plant-based diet, that as the food grows in farms, it experiences 12 months, 14 months, 24 months of planetary movement, sunrises, sunsets, full moons, tides of the oceans, the best water from the earth, the best water from the sky above, the purest of light, akasha and oxygen. And that, when you consume, translates into this intelligence.
You know, if a child is obese, very fat, the Ayurvedic Vaidya will say, drink the milk of a goat. The goat is agile, small, tiny, muscular. The goat eats all kinds of bitter herbs, which makes the milk very medicinal in nature. The cow is sattvic in nature. It's said in the Vedic scriptures that the cow's body nourishes 33,000 gods and goddesses who live in the cow's body. Because even gods and goddesses have to eat. Even the demons have to eat. And they're all friends, by the way. Okay, we've made it heaven and hell, but they're all friends. The buffalo, where does it sit? In the murky water. The buffaloes are thick and heavy and slow and sometimes lazy. The buffalo's milk is given to someone who is very restless and hyperactive. The buffalo's milk calms them. Uska dahi banta hai. So look for a gaushala. You know, I say this with pride because my grandfather Nanaji has a gaushala in Bangalore. It's a 100-acre property that they got for a 99-year lease, you know. And they had a very clear financial structuring, you know, if I can explain. What they did is they hired away a piece of the property and gave it on rent to a corporate company. And the rent is enough to take care of the cows. So they have almost 600 cows, buffaloes, camels, goats, sheep, peacock. And there's a 10-foot poisonous snake that lives there happily with all the cows and calves and doesn't harm anyone. And the kids are playing there, 2-year-old kids and 3-year-old kids. So they give the milk, they protect the cow, they buy them from slaughterhouses, the cows, the calves, the bulls, all of them. And they keep them till the very end. And the cows that give milk is given to the calf and the excess milk is given to the kids who live on that farm. And to the trustees of that particular. So look for a gaushala, speak to your supplier. Buy directly from a farmer, not from an FMCG company. Because remember, FMCG company doesn't care for your health. They profit from your addiction to their foods. So they're only investing billions of dollars to make their food addictive for you, which is unhealthy for you. Pharma company doesn't profit from health. They profit from disease.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, don't forget to leave a comment below so we can learn how to improve ourselves. Like, subscribe, and definitely share this with your loved ones, your friends, family, and relatives so you can become an influencer of good health in their lives. Until my next episode, here's wishing you unconditional happiness, love, forgiveness, kindness, empathy, compassion in everything that you do. Here's Dr. Dimple Jangra signing off.